It was Cliff Stoll's girlfriend, Martha Matthews, who came up with a brilliant ruse to catch the intruders. Martha was a 24-year-old Berkeley law student headed for a Supreme Court clerkship, her calm bearing an ideal counterweight to Stoll's manic edge. If this rogue was so persistent in his pursuit of military data, she argued, then they should use his insatiable appetite to trap him. The idea was to round up volumes of government data, disguise it as secret military information, plant it in the LBL computer as bait, then entice the hacker by naming the false files something irresistible like SDINET. The two of them set about collecting hundreds of pages of excruciatingly dull and technical government documents they found lying around on the computer system and put them into a single account on the LBL system. They created new titles for each file, spicing up the language so that it looked as if the documents described a new computer network that would coordinate research on the Strategic Defense Initiative. In one of the files, they even included a letter inviting people to send for further information on SDINET. For the price of a first-class stamp, interested parties could get documents on SDINET connectivity requirements, SDINET management plan for 1986 to 1988, or even a classified SDINET membership list. Inquiries were to be sent to Mrs. Barbara Sherwin at LBL, a name of Stoll and Martha's conjuring. Because the information was so voluminous, they explained, it would have to be sent via the U.S. mail rather than over computers. To speed things along, they added that requests for documents must be received by the lab no later than January 30, 1987. If the hacker jumped at that bait, they might even get a return address. Stoll set up the SDINET file so that only he and anyone posing as a system manager would have access to it. The next step was to sit back and wait for the intruder to log on. A few days later, the hacker was back for a routine cruise of the LBL system. Within minutes, he noticed the SDINET file, and sure enough, he stayed interested for more than an hour. Soon thereafter, Stoll got word that the trace had been completed to a certain residence in Hanover, but he wasn't given more details, and certainly not the hacker's name. Then, as if to provide positive proof that espionage was involved in this hacker's activities, a few months later, well after the January 30 cutoff date, the lab received a letter addressed to Barbara Sherwin. The stationary letterhead said Triam International in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The author of the letter was one Laszlo Bolo, and he asked for specific classified information that had been listed in the bogus SDINET file. Stoll decided that Laszlo Bolo must have some connection with the hacker, since Stoll and the hacker were the only two people in the world who could get at the SDINET file. Stoll's first call was to the FBI. He was told to find a glassine envelope, presumably to preserve fingerprints, and mail the letter at once to FBI headquarters.